Good morning. This is the Monday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning we're going to talk about Cortez. Anyone who lives in Cortez or works, shops, or plays here has probably noticed a renewed sense of investment in the city. New businesses are opening up, beautification projects are being completed along major highways, and the downtown area is becoming a destination for folks to enjoy some great food and be entertained. And while all of this is positive news, city planners and other community leaders would like to better understand what these changes mean and how to prioritize projects as we move forward. Joining me in the studio this morning are Kirsten Sackett. She's the Director of Planning and Building for the City of Cortez, and Rocky Moss, the Project Coordinator for the Cortez Heart and Soul Project. Good morning to you both.
Hello.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for being here. Rocky, let's start with you. We're going to talk a little bit about a new website that the city is putting up to get feedback from the community, but let's start by talking about what's going on with the Heart and Soul Project right now.
Well, we are entering the last phase of the Heart and Soul Project, talking about it technically. So we are in the about walk the talk phase. And during this phase of the grant, what we're doing is starting to roll out some of the outcomes of all of the work we've been doing. So this grant's a little different. People may not completely understand it. We didn't at the beginning, our whole advisory team. We got this grant and we're like, what are we making? What are we building? Well, we're not. We're building actually community involvement and infrastructure. So we have done all of our outreach and we have developed a community action plan. And we have also developed a set of community values, and these were all developed with the community. And working from that, what we're planning on doing is walking the talk, and that means that we are going to take the community action plan. We are forming an advisory team to the council that will work on items on that community action plan and start putting those things into action as soon as possible. So that's where we are at right now.
Okay. So one of the things that you guys are doing right now is launching this new website called CortezConnects.com. Kirsten, can you talk a little bit about what that is? Or Rocky, did you have something to add?
Nope.
Okay, Kirsten, go ahead.
All right. Cortez Connects is really what we'd call an open town hall forum. It's online civic engagement. In today's world, a lot of people really don't have time to show up to City Hall to share their ideas and their concerns, or maybe they're not aware of what's going on, but people really expect to have the opportunity to share their ideas online. So this will just be a supplement to what we already have in reaching out to the community. People can go on. They'll see that we're posting questions. We'll probably put up 3 or 4 questions at a time every 3 to 4 weeks. We don't want to overwhelm folks, but we really want to get their opinions. And that will be a tool for people to share their ideas about the community in general. And just to throw this out there, our first questions are going to be regarding the landscaping improvements that the city of Cortez recently completed on South Broadway. We heard over time that the citizens weren't really keen on the way it looked. When CDOT came in and replaced the asphalt with concrete, it really got tore up in the median. So we've replaced the stamped concrete with landscaping, vegetation that is appropriate for our climate. And we just want to find out what the citizens think about that. So that's a question, does the public like the new look? We want to know if they're interested in beautifying the city, what more would they like to see? Just give us suggestions. And clearly, this is just suggestions and ideas that we will then take back to City Council for them to consider. We're also asking a couple of other what might appear to be boring questions, but one is like, how do you find out what the heck is going on in Cortez? Because that is one of the things we heard throughout the Heart and Soul process is there's not like one place you can go to find out like what's going on, events, activities, public hearings. So we really want to know the best way to get back to people. And we have found that you kind of got to touch all the different outreach tools. You got to do the radio, you got to do the newspaper, you got to be sending out emails. But, that's a good question we need to know. And then also we want to know how people find out about the Cortez Connects website. But in the future, we're open to suggestions. We want to know what people want to talk about. If there's hot topics out in the community, we can do that. We want to make sure, though, that when we throw a question out there, we're ready to listen. And that's the difference with this. We want people to know that the city of Cortez is listening. And over time, we're hoping to get other partners on this. Maybe the school district, the county government, other nonprofits. What do they want to know about? Maybe there's a question about daycare in the community or transportation, and make sure the right partners are listening so they can provide the appropriate feedback.
So how are you going to formulate the questions as you move forward? Is it going to be mostly through city council, or you're talking about some collaboration with other organizations, but how are you going to do that as you go forward with the website?
Well, to begin, it will be city council wanting to ask questions, and we will take the feedback. I will be monitoring the website as well as Rocky, and then our city manager, Shane Hill. We will feed the information to city council. It will aid them in prioritizing their decisions, but it's not replacing what we're already doing. If it's something that's going to affect the budget, that will be information for them to consider in upcoming budget years, because you go ahead and you set your budget for the year, and this is taxpayer dollars we're looking at. But if we find out that 90% of the community wants to see this happen, we can work on achieving that goal, whatever that may be. But like you said, we would like to begin partnering with other organizations and maybe even businesses, local business owners, find out what do they want to hear from their customers. And we'll just kind of go from there. But I will tell you that we do have a set of predetermined questions about specific aspects of the community that we want to ask. But we kind of want to also let the folks online just kind of give us their ideas and help us move forward.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Monday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder, and this morning I'm talking with Rocky Moss, the project coordinator for the Cortez Heart and Soul Project. Also joining me is Kirsten Sackett, the director of planning and building for the city of Cortez. And we're talking about a new website, CortezConnects.com, that's going to be up. And I guess it's up and running right now. You guys have the site up already, Rocky?
Yes, it's up. I'm looking at it right now on my iPad.
Okay, so it's CortezConnects.com?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. And Rocky, just talk a little bit more about what does the website look like? What is the interface going to be like for people who go there and use it?
Well, it's just a basic Q&A kind of interface. It's really, really simple, so it's not crowded up with a whole bunch of other extraneous stuff. There is no advertising, and you can connect to it with your Facebook account. If you have Facebook, it's really simple to do that. A lot of sites do that. You can also connect with Google+, LinkedIn, or you can just use your email address and develop a password. And to sign up, we ask, very few questions. We're just collecting your email address, and I think gender. That's it. So just one little piece of demographic. And then you can log in and answer any of the questions that are on there. And if there are any questions that one of our first questions is, what kind of things would you like to hear on Cortez Connects? So we'd really like people to answer that. So we have some content coming up. But it's a really simple interface. It's not crowded with a whole bunch of stuff. And then you can look back, too, on old questions as this thing develops, and you can see what the answers were and everything to it. So, yeah, it will be connected to our Heart and Soul Cortez website, and we are working to try and get it connected to the city website right now. It's a separate product, so.
And it really sounds like what you're trying to do is build a website that the community can feed back to, and then that can actually form what's going to be on the website and the kinds of questions you're going to ask and that kind of thing.
Right, exactly. It's very crowdsourcing. That's the new thing. And the whole idea of it, we came up with, kind of an idea of what we wanted it to be, and it's on our front page, and it's share your ideas, be heard. And the big thing to me is build a better community. And so what this really is about is reaching out to the community to help them become engaged in the decisions that affect them. It is, I think, to me, democracy at its very finest. This is how it works. It's just got a 21st century little spin on it.
And Kirsten, as you look at this website, are you targeting a specific kind of demographic here? Obviously, being online, that's a younger kind of demographic that's there, although more and more people all the time are engaging digitally with these kinds of things. So are you kind of, is this a target sort of audience for you as you get ready to use this website?
Not necessarily. You did point out that, yes, there is a certain group of people that already expect to use the internet, but we're hoping to drive unusual suspects there, get people to start using it, whether they're comfortable or not. We've already talked to the library about having Cortez Connects link on the homepage when you're using the library computers. We're going to just keep advertising, or we're going to make business cards just trying to get folks there. We want everybody there. But we do know there's going to be folks that will never want to use this. They're just never going to go online. So that's why it's just really an aid to the council. It's going to supplement what we already do, and it will never replace the ability to call us, email us, and talk to us in person on the street.
Yeah.
Well, this is the Monday Morning Zine. This morning we're talking about Cortez, and we're talking about a new project, an online project called CortezConnects.com that's going to be set up to get feedback from the community. I'm Tom Yoder. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We are back. This is the Monday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning with me here in the studio are Kirsten Sackett. She's the Director of Planning and Building for the City of Cortez and Rocky Moss Project Coordinator for the Cortez Heart and Soul Project. We're talking about Cortez and we're talking about planning for Cortez into the future and a new website called CortezConnects.com. Rocky, let's talk a little bit more about how the CortezConnects.com website is really tied into the process of what's going on with the Heart and Soul Cortez Project.
Well, when we were doing our outreach in the very beginning of the project a few years ago, what we were doing was a process called Explore Your Community, and we held a series of block parties. We did reach out in some very different ways, and we tried to get to pretty much everyone in the city we could. And what we discovered from that was the basis for our community value statements. One of the biggest things that came out of that was the idea that people feel like we don't have a really good way of communicating around here. I hear that all the time in all the different hats I wear, that communication, anything we can do that better, it makes that better, is good. And so the Cortez Connects website is just another way that people can communicate with the people who make decisions in the city for them. So, you know, a city government is basically a representative government for the people who live in that community. This gives them a way easily, and a lot of people are, you know, prefer to do things online now, that they can connect with their counselors, connect with the people who make the decisions in the city. And so it's just another communication tool, but we're really hoping that it gets some of those people who are unlikely to go to town halls or city council meetings.
And Kirsten, as someone who's working for the city right now and working in planning, what are you hoping to gain from the website in particular? Are there certain kinds of feedback that you're looking for specifically?
You know, I think any feedback in general is great. I tell you, I've been with the city for 8 years, and typically the only folks that show up to City Hall for council meetings are those who have a project on the agenda or you have a really hot topic. And so I've seen a few that fill the room to capacity. But in general, you know, people just kind of stay home. And we assume that people are either unaware of what's going on or they're comfortable and feel like we're doing a good enough job. But I really just would love to just get feedback on any and all projects we've got going on and anything that people would like to see done for the city that could, you know, benefit the citizens, so that the city knows what people want out there and that we can begin proactively working on what people want to see. So I don't have anything specific. I just want feedback in general, and that would be really exciting in my opinion.
Is it hard though sometimes to sort through the feedback if you're getting you're getting feedback on something very pro, feedback on the same thing very con? How do you weigh out that the feedback that you're getting when sometimes it can be a little bit schizophrenic?
Well, I think that in general, you just have to understand that you're going to get the people that are the most outspoken, either pro or con on any topic. But you want to hear those. Here's the thing. You can't get, like, say 50 people get online and they comment and just say, okay, well, 50 people said they want to go this way, so city council, you better vote that way. You have to also present them the other side of the story, because maybe one person got all their friends rallied around a topic. So I think it's just going to be topic specific. We'll really look at the facts of the project or whatever the scenario is, and just try to say, you know what, we heard you, we listened, we like this idea, or this one is something we just can't work on. It's not something the city does, or maybe we don't have the budget for it, but we want to respond to all the comments that we get and explain why we can or cannot do something. So that's a great question, and you know, quite frankly, it's a very, very good question that we don't have the answer to, but we'll just kind of see how things play out.
I guess better to know what people are thinking about out there, even if they're the vocal minority, right?
No, I agree with that. And the other thing we're going to try and do, which we've had some training in, is construct our questions very carefully so that they don't become inflammatory. They become useful in getting information. And so that is one big part of it, is making sure that your questions are posed well. But I mean, the other thing is, like Kirsten was saying, you are going to get people who are really, really invested in that happens all the time. You can see it on the Journal website when they have polls. You can tell that, you know, people are pushing people to that and making them vote. But it's not about, you know, voting. We will have some questions on there like that that'll be like multiple choice, give us your, you know, feedback. But it's more just a way of really engaging people. What's going to happen there is they may answer these questions, but then they feel a little bit invested too in the process. So if we're asking a question about something to do with Parks and Rec, and they see that Dean Palmquist is one of the listeners listening, they know that he has decision-making capabilities. Shane Hale's on there, so does he. And they're giving their feedback on that. They feel, one, like they're getting, you know, more response, and two, they become invested in that project or in that question themselves because they've participated in that. So it's that whole crowdsourcing culture that everyone's kind of used to now.
And how are you going to keep people engaged with the website? Because I can see that, you know, people are going to go to the website, they're going to do the first few questions, but how are they going to know that there's a new question that's been put up? How are they going to stay engaged with it?
Well, if they've signed up via Facebook or something like that, they'll see it posted on their Facebook. They'll get an alert too. They'll also get an email if they didn't disable that. The other way though is we're going to use our Facebook page, and I'll, you know, I'm invested in this personally. I'll probably be posting the questions out there on mine, and you can kind of get things around that way. I've learned in Cortez, one of our questions that we're starting out with is, you know, how do you find out information around here? Because that is something we really want to know. We want to reach out to as many people as possible in the ways that they're comfortable already getting information. Well, I know that Facebook is a huge part of it. Social media is a huge part of how people find things out around here. So we'll be using that to push the questions out. And a lot of the other ways is word of mouth. So I know that if we have a topic on there in the future that is like Kirsten was talking about, a hot topic, that's going to be pulling people in there too. So we're going to be doing a lot of advertising as well and getting posters out and stuff.
Okay. Well, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks you guys both for being here this morning. It's a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Kirsten Sackett, the Director of Planning and Building for the City of Cortez, and Rocky Moss, the Project Coordinator for the Cortez Heart and Soul Project. Check out the new website, CortezConnects.com. You've been listening to the Monday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder.